Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. Yesh be special chus for Mirim Rashiichu. Leschus chavei vaschad ispasia. Leschus machane gittel. Vas naomi Eliza. Leschus David Shukwala ben Rachel. Gila Shoshana vas necha gittel. Bracha vaschach v'chum asei edeyah. We'll be discussing the famous tshuva of Rabbi Kiva Eiger. He says that misasek, even though it's a ma'isa aveira, even though it's Gemara says your patrifim is asik, nevertheless, it's still, it says Rabbi Kiva Eiger, it's still considered a ma'isa aveira. Two types of misasik, one is that you intended to cut a detached fruit or vegetable and it ended up being attached, and the other is you b'chal didn't even want to do the ma'isa, like you threw a knife and it shechted. So Kivega says that even though Misasek isn't Kachi of carbon, but it's still a Maisa Aveira, and its Raya is from somebody who finds Kalayim on its garment, he has to rip it off even in the marketplace. And the Rambam Paskins, it's El Shulchan Aruch, that if you see your friend is wearing Kalayim, Dara'is, you have to jump on him and rip it off. Ait Misasek, he Bichlal doesn't intend to wear Kalayim. So you see that it's still a Maisa Aveira. And then Rabbi Kiva Eiger is derech the raya from Kalayim, and he says, no, Kalayim is different because Dano is from that. This is Dano as Chimum. So it's like Misasik b'chalav and v'arayis, that if somebody is Misasik with something that gives him Hano, it doesn't help. He's Chayav Shekei Nani. Here also, this is Dano as Chimum, so therefore there's no din of Misasik here. But Misasik maybe he's not a Maisa Aveira. So there's at least no raya from wearing Kalayim, wearing Shatnez. So we're going to be basing our analysis on the Torah of Agon Beryl Schwarzman's Zatzal, it's a Yotzeit coming up in a few days. So he says, Yesh la'ayin b'sforas Rabbi Kiva Eiger. Kiva Eiger wants to say that the Kalayim is no p'tur of misasek, because you're nana b'levishasan, and therefore there's no p'tur of misasek, because in Psochim, it says, "Loim amris b'sharmitz shekein lemischayv b'mshem misasik misasik shemiskavin lagbias atolish v'chotim zonchor b'shapater." Tomer meila shemoishi yado lekli tochepetz sach yado b'shem and kodesh b'shem moal. As b'chol atayra kula misasik that he doesn't know he's doing a ma'aseh averus pater, and by meila misasik is chayv. As the Gemara says, if you said about other mitzvahs that your patu when you then made it from a carbon, because you're not mischayev, somebody who's not miskaven at all to be misasek, like somebody who's miskaven to be misasek. Because if somebody is miskaven, somebody intends to pick up the talosh and zchotech the mechuber, his patu is not melechetz machshevis. He doesn't want to do the Maisa Chituch. So can you also say that about Me'ilah, which is more Chomer? But if you put your hand into a Kli, in order to take a Chayfetz, and below Kavana, Echnisa Lekli Malei Shemen, Shel Kodesh V'soch, the Echnisa Lekli is filled with Shemen of Hekdesh, and you anoint your hand with the Shemen, it's your Mayel. Even though you weren't intending it at all. So you see that when it comes to Me'ilah, there is a Chiyuv, even if one is Misasek. So according to Rabbi Kiva Eiger, that Anos Chimun B'Kalayim is considered like Anos Aguf, that Misasek is Chayiv. B'chol HaTorah Kuli also be Chayiv Al Tzicha. So the Gemara says that it's a Din Dafka Me'ilah, that you're Chayiv for Tzicha, for anointing yourself without any intention. But according to what we're saying, according to Rabbi Kiva Eiger, it's not a din dafka me'ilah. It's a din b'chol HaTorah Kula. If you're nana, you're not misasek. So it's a big kasha in Rabbi Kiva Eiger who says that no, can't talk about misasek by kalayim because you're nana. And that means it's not misasek. Gemara says that only by Me'ilah you see that Nen is not Misasik. Otherwise it's Mashma Nen is Misasik. So b'pashtus, we see from this that dafka misase b'chalov mischayev, because the achila is hanas meyev. He's enjoying the achila in his stomach. Chen b'arayis shenen hanas haguf k'mo achila. So to arayis, one has physical pleasure. There we say that the mice is misyach etzei lov and ischayev. Avol b'hanoa sicha, like Me'ila, the Maisa is not Mesiachis to him, and he's called Mesasik. Well, if he's a Huadin, he's called Mesasik, but by Me'ila, like the Gemara says, he's still going to be Chayiv. Because dafka by Me'ila you're chayv, even though you're misasik. But otherwise, you're going to be pater. So dafka misasik b'chalavim you're chayv, because the achila is hanas me'el. So to arise the hanas, hanas, person's nan hanas haguf, like achila, there we say that the ma'aser relates to him and he's chayv. But panas sicha, the ma'aser is not misyachis and he's called misasik. According to Suadin, the gabi kelayim, where there's hanas chimu. So it's similar to hanas sicha, that a person's nan hanas chitzon is like sicha, and there's a p'tur of misasek, not like Rabbi Kivega. Because by Me'ila there's a special din that a person's chayav b'chol tzura, even if he's misasek. Mashenka, in other cases, a person's not chayav al misasik. So, when it comes to misasik b'chalavim, it's the achilas hanas me'av and ischayev. Comes to arayas hanas aguf ischayev. But hanas sicha like Me'ila, that's going to be called misasik. And he's going to be pater. So to hanas chimum. The only exceptions to the rule of misasek being chayev are chalav min arayis. Chilas mamish in the guf and toch haguf, and arayis is also a very strong hana. But when it comes to sicha, which is more of an external hana, that's called misasek, just by a me'il yer chayev even on misasek. But the sicha is called misasek, and so too hanas chimum is also called misasek. And it's not like Rabbi Kivager. However, we can explain the ikar chiluk between chalav min arayis and sicha shel hekdesh, that it's considered misasek, as follows. Because again, chalav min arayis are not considered misasek. Shekein nana and sicha is considered misasek. Anointing yourself with oil of Hekdesh is considered misasik. And this is based on the Tosis and Pesachim of Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. That we say, if someone says to his friend, say a bolas erva, patur mishalecha, mishalecha is patur, when he tells somebody to be bolas and erva, even according to Shammai, he holds yishalecha dvar aveira, because lo matzino b'chol ha-tarakula, zen enev zem mischayev. We don't find a kol ha-tarakula, zen enev zem mischayev. So Tosis asks, right, it can't be that he's having B on the other guy's chayv. So Tosis asks, I by Me'ila, we find Zenen of Zem is chayv, because by Me'ila we paskin that the shlich is the bar veira. And if the Gizbar says to shlich, eat this kikar of Hekdesh, the Mishalech is chayv. So you see that Yeshlich, so you see that the Rishlich is the bar veira, Zenen of Zem is chayv. So the answer, Tosis answers, that the chiv Mishalech is because of the hakbah of the shlich, that he took it out of the Rishus of Hekdesh, and not out of the Hanno. Because he took it out of Rishus of Hekdesh. So he adds, Omnam Misupuk So the Ri was mistapek. What's the din if somebody says to Shlech, put your hand into this jar of oil and binene from the Sicha, from the anointing, or sit on these iris of Hekdesh? Person's being nana by sitting on the skins of Hekdesh, or to be mischamim with the gizeh, with the shearings of this ova. So now he wasn't a la'asor shliach elu min hana. He made him a shliach mamish to get hana. So is the mishaleach chayv or not? Or maybe he's not, because zen ed of zem is chayv la'amrina. So the achroinim, Rabbeinu Chaim, perek ches mimialoch aleph, the perek shmuel and kedushin simon chof, Kilas Yankiv and Simon Mem, they explain the suffix of Tosfos that even though in such a case he's over the Yisr B'minen and we don't find called Tarkulis Enev Zem Eschayiv, neither might be different. That the Yikuchiv Shenenem Hekdesh is because of the Itzom and a Hekdesh. Because his Poygam is Mechaser Mamun Hekdesh, and the Din of Zenen of Zem Eschayiv, Layam Rinon is Dafka where the Yisr is the Etzim Hanah. If the Yisr is the Etzim Hanah, Zenen of Zem Eschayiv Layam Rinon. But here the Yisr isn't a Hanah. The Yisr is the Hitzom and a Hekdesh. And no, it's just the means. So Memela, maybe my Mi'ilah will say Zenen of Zem Eschayiv, because the Yisr is that he takes it out of Hekdesh. So even though it's the Shliach who's Nen, it's the Mishalech who's Mischayiv, because the Icarus is taken out of Hekdesh, not the Mi'ilah, not the Anah. So according to this, in our case, Gabi Misasik, Bechalavim Varayis, Chayiv Shikain Nene, we can say that dafka b'chalav v'arayis, that the iser is the etzem maisa ha'noe, like by chalev, that it's an iser achila. And the Achila Anah are one, like the famous Asfin Doi Raisa. That Achila's Isser is Asr mitzad the Anah of the Achila. So Rav Chanan says also. So, Misasik b'chalom v'arayis, he's chayiv shkein nene, because dafka b'chalom v'arayis, the Isser is the etzem maisa Anah. So there, we say Misasik is going to be chayiv shkein nene. It's by a rayas that the chiyuv is mitzad v'hanah, like it says in Bava Kama, in Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, that a woman is chayiv by a rayas, v'nechos u'nefosh sa'osos, even though she didn't do a maisa. Because Tosis there explains the Rachmana Achshavei L'Anah Maisa. So the Anah is considered a Maisa because the Icarus is the Anah. So there we say there's no Ptur of Misasek because B'mitzius he's Nene and he's Mischaif because the Icarus is the Anah. Hashem came B'me'ilah that the Yisr is mitzad ha'itzom, which is Hekdesh. So klapei the Yisr is considered misasek. See, he doesn't know he's doing this maisa. V'chasel v'metzius ha'isr. We're lacking the metzius of the Yisr because he doesn't know he's doing it. And even though he's nana, that doesn't matter because that's not the Yisr by Mila. The Yisr is taking it out of Rishus Hekdesh and he doesn't realize he's doing it. That's why the Gemara says that by Me'ilah, he's chayv on Misasek. But in all other cases, he'd be pater. Because there the Yisr is, he's only going to be chayv when he gets Hanah, if the Icarus is the Hanah. Otherwise, he's going to be Pater. And Dafka by Me'ila, yes, he's getting Hana, but that's not the Ikar Iser. So since the Ikar Iser by Me'ila isn't the Hana, so he should be Pater from his Asik when he gets Hana. And that's why the Gemara says that Me'ila is an exception to the rule. By Me'ila, even though he's misasek, he's still going to be chayiv. He's getting hana, so that should make it not misasek. No, it's only not misasek when he gets hana if the ikar iser is the hana, which is not the case by Me'ila. It's only the case by chalav min arayis. So what's the difference between chalav min arayis and kalayim? Before we wanted to say that chalav min arayis, chalav is eating, so that goes into his body. And arayis also, it's a pnimis tikka hana. Mashenken kalayim is more chitzoniastik. So there, that could be considered misasik. And now we're saying that chalav arayis, the ikar iser, is the hana. Not the maisa biya, it's the hana from the biya. So that can't be considered misasik. But by me'ila, where the ikar iser is taken out of Rishas Hekdesh, there, even though he's being menane, is it sad in Tosis that that's still going to be misasik? Because the Isser isn't a Hana. The Isser is taken out of Rishas Hekdesh, and that he's a misasik. And he's still going to be Chayev, but he's called a misasik. So, if he's a Yesh L'stapeg B'Kalayim. Yesh l'stapek b'kalayim. But before we get to the suffix of kalayim, first I want to be mechalek bein ha'inyanim. And that's to say that the chiyuv b'misasek b'chalav b'arayi shekeinene, that he's not considered misasek, because he's nene and therefore he's chayiv even misasek, is because every misasek, the maisa doesn't relate to him, because he doesn't know he's doing the maisa vera, it's like onus. Where he's nana, the maisa relates to him, because the mitzvah is that he's nana, and that makes him a miskaven. If that's the case, therefore an avera, even an avera, the yisur isn't mitzad the hana. Nevertheless, if he's nana from the maisa is misyachis to him. Normally when you do a maisa of a misasik, the maisa is a misyachis, he doesn't relate to you. But if you get hana from the avera, the hana creates a siachsis between you and the maisa. And if that's true, then it doesn't matter that the guf ha'aveira is na'ana. It's still not going to be considered misasek. And the whole svar of Tosfos is shaykh dafka benidun shel shlichus. Shalom atzanu zenana v'zeh mischayef, because there's the opposite. Because the tour of the mishaleach is mitzad shehachiyuv al ha'aveira hu ha'anoi. V'ha'mishaleach harei lo nana. But there, in the case of Tosfos, their whole svara is shaykh. Dafka in the case of Shlichus, that we don't find Zenen of Zemischayev. So you know why the Mishalech is going to be Pater? It's because the Chiyuv on the Aver is the Hana. And the Mishalech is a Nene. So how can you be Miyachis? So in such a case, Tosu says there's Svara that if the Chiv and the Aver is in the Hana, you don't find Zenen of Zemischayev. But if it's such an avera that the chiyuv is not a nahana, then you can be, it's shaykh to be miyachis the avera to the mishalech. So when you're talking about a person himself doing the avera, so if he's getting hana, regardless of whether the avera, the gufa avera is the hana, if he's getting hana, then it's going to be his avera. But when it comes to shlichus, if the avera is the hana, then how can you say zeneb is emischayv? You can't relate the avera back to the mishaleach. If the shliach is the one getting the hana, and the avera is the hana, but if the avera is not the hana, then you can relate the avera back to the mishaleach. So that's what Tosfos says. Now when someone says "Seu bola seirva patur mishalayach," even according to Shammai, he holds yesh lichul dvar aveira, because we don't find zenin of zem ischayev. Because how do you give the aveira to the mishalayach? The aveira is the hana. And Tosfos asks, "I by meila, we find zenin of zem ischayev, because by meila we paskin yesh lichul dvar aveira." And if the Gizbar tells the Shliach to eat this kikar, the Mishaleach is Chayav, and there Tosfos answers, because the Chiv of the Mishaleach is because of the Hagbah of the Shliach. So the Avera there is not the Hano. Since the Avera is not the Hano, but the Avera is taking it out of Hektesh, so there you can be Miyachis, the Avera, back to the Mishaleach. And therefore, even in a case where the Mishaleach tells the Shliach to be nanim in a hektish, it could be that Mishaleach is getting the Avera, because the Avera of Me'ila is not the Hana, it's taking it out of Rishus Hektish. What we wanted to say was to make the following chiluk. When it comes to chalav min arayis, chayev shekein nana, because the avera is the etzem hana. Since the avera is the etzem hana, he's going to be chayev even if he's misasik. But by chalav min arayis, the aver is the etzem hana. Hashem came by me'ila, where the iser is the mitzad the hitza, merishus hekdesh. So klape, what the etzem iser is, this person's misasek. But again, we wanted to be mechalek and say, no. That the person's nene, that creates a maisa. That's like miskaving. That makes it into a miskaving. And therefore, just like when a person is ba'ol arayis and ochel chalavim, the hana makes it into a maisa. And it relates to the person who does it. So hu adin makes it a miskavein. So hu adin by me'ila. The hana makes him a miskavein. But if that's true, that Tana makes him into a miskaven, why does the Gemara contrast and say no? Ramiila, when he's moshed yada lekli litol chayfetz, b'sach yada b'shem and shel kodesh, he's moyo. Despite the fact that he's misasik. Why is he misasik? The Hana makes it into non-misasik, so it must be. If by Mi'ila, since the Gufa Aveira is not the Hana, even though he's getting Hana, he's still together misasik. So according to this, Yesh L'Stapik B'Kalayim, Shalachora, Nira Shibakalayim, Kalayim's like Me'ila. But there's an Isser Be'etzim Halavisha, Nan Mitzah Hanas Hachimum. And if the Isser is Vitad Halavisha, Nan Mitzah Hanas Hachimum, so you can't say this for Rabbi Kivega. Say that by Kalayim there's no Ptur of Misas like Mishu Shanane. Because the Iker isn't the Hana. So if that's true, that the Iker Iser is the Levisha, and not the Hana, and you can't say he's not misasik. He is misasik. Why is he misasik? Because he doesn't mean to be wearing kalayim. I is being nana, yeah, but the ikarisser is the Hana. So then we're left the question of, oh, then why are you ripping it off him if he's misasik? So it must be that misasik is a maisa avera. Or you could say no. That the ikar iser of kalayim is the hana, like achila. And if that's true, then he's not misasik. He's considered miskaving. And that's why you rip it off him. If a person's misasik, it's b'chal not a maisavera. Here it's a maisavera because he's miskit, it's like he's miskaving. Because he's getting hana. And that's then included in the category of misasik b'chalam b'arayis chayv shkeinene. So we still have a lot more to talk about. Obviously, it's a very, very big topic. So please stay tuned, and hopefully in Mitzvah Hashem, we will be zochet to continue, and we will see l'neder v'ezer Hashem neflos mitaros Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.